The mayor of the village of Elwood is Doug Janko. Because of scheduling purposes, he's on early with us this morning. Early bird gets the worm, or actually early bird has to be into his day job. Mayor, thank you very much. We appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Absolutely. So yesterday morning, we read a statement that you put out on Friday regarding Governor Pritzker, regarding North Point, and regarding the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. The motivation to write this letter, obviously you're embroiled in a controversy with them right now. We have lawsuits that are sitting out there. You fire off this letter, and we'll read it coming up in just a little bit. But, Mayor, the motivation behind it, what were some of your thoughts, not on paper, but off paper?
Well, off paper, my thoughts were, you're reading in the Chicago Sun-Times, Congressman Rush touting these 10,000 jobs, North Point sending out flyers about how great this is going to be for the community. It's not going to be great for the community. And these 10,000 jobs, I don't know where or how these folks are going to get to work with the infrastructure we have out here. There's no possible way. And also, I think eventually these 10,000 jobs are all going to be automated jobs. So you won't need 10,000 workers. You may need 500 workers. So I think it's a bit skewed on Congressman Rush's part. He does worry about the community, but down here, down south, I don't think he's been down here very often. The Abe Lincoln Cemetery, that is a south place. You cannot have semis going across this road, jack braking, horn blowing, screeching brakes. It's horrible. So, to desecrate graves, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Mayor, there was an ad taken out by North Point in the Herald News on Saturday, and they talked about myths and truth. And one of the myths that they said was no new development has taken place near the cemetery. They go on to say Elwood approved a second large warehouse immediately next to the cemetery entrance, which was completed in 2019. As a result of poor planning and design, these buildings are very visible from the cemetery. Yes, that's true. But I'm told that this was part of the original CenterPoint deal some 20-plus years ago. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely, Scott. CenterPoint cleaned up all of that property out there. It was contaminated. It was an acid site, a TNT site. They came in, cleaned thousands of acres of land. They got a deal with the government. They could build these warehouses. That's what happened. Elwood had nothing to do with any of these buildings. You can't stop their progress with the 20-year agreement that they've had.
Right. So basically, North Point would have known that also. So why did they put up what equates to a lie in a newspaper ad?
Well, I think I don't want to call it a lie, Scott. I'm just thinking they skewed the truth a bit. They're fighting an uphill battle just as we are we don't want this viaduct going across 53 and the railroad tracks. They're trying to do whatever they can. They've got, federal politicians saying, oh, this is going to be great for the area. Half of those politicians aren't even veterans. I don't know that they've ever been to the Abe Lincoln National Cemetery, and I know they haven't been to Madalyn National Tallgrass Prairie.
Right.
So they're talking, they're up north or they're down south. They don't even know what's going on out here. I'd like them to drive down Route 53 one morning or even in the afternoon and enjoy the ride.
We're talking to the mayor of the village of Elwood, Doug Janko. You start off your letter released on Friday and want to thank Governor Pritzker for putting community concerns before corporate interests. It's basically him that's shutting this down, saying that there is a law that says you can't put a bridge to help out a private company over a public roadway. Do you think he'll stand firm? Have you talked to anyone from the governor's office? Is he not going to budge?
We have talked with the governor's office. He seems to be standing firm. He clearly, you guys, that's your guys' problem. You guys work it out. They don't want to be involved. I hope he stands pat with that. I have full confidence that he will.
Okay. Mayor Jenko, what's the next step for Elwood?
We kind of have to take the wait and see until this lawsuit is settled. Hopefully that gets settled soon. It's been dragging on way too long. We want to move forward. We have some things that we would like to do out along that area, and so does the Abe Lincoln National Cemetery. They'd like to put another entrance right on Walter Strawn. We're just trying to move forward, Scott.
Okay, it's difficult to do when everything's in limbo, but very, very scathing letter put out by Mayor Doug Jenko from the Village of Elwood. He joins us on WJ. Well, Mayor, thank you very much for your time so early this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, Scott, thank you.
All right, take care. 557.